Hello, everyone, and welcome to minute 12 of season 4 of Movie Rob Minute, the daily podcast, where we take a hilarious and poignant journey through the 1989 Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan rom-com When Harry Met Sally, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again today is Brian Lockhart of the Marine Movie Minute. Welcome back to the show, Brian.
Hey, thanks, Rob. And I do think it's
I just
best
got it wrong
policy
again,
for
didn't
us.
I?
Well, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's, you know, I'll answer anything,
Marine
honestly.
Corps minutes. There you go.
Yeah. But I think it's just a good policy for us to be just friends.
Well, it's already been ruined, so what can you do? I guess so.
It's out there.
There you go. It's out there. So minute 12 begins with Harry not seeing much of a problem with things, and ending with Harry deciding to change the debate. So yesterday we were talking, Harry and Sally were still having their conversation in the diner, and they get up and start walking out. And as they're walking out, Sally says to him, but Amanda's my friend, or you're going with Amanda. And Harry doesn't really care. And this minute starts with him saying, So you're coming on to me. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was, of course. And then, you can even tell just by their conversation here that Harry is much more laid back than Sally about things. Even though, he has no problem lying, trying to defend himself by what he's saying and doing and stuff like that. That doesn't matter. She won't catch me lying. And then she goes, "What?" And he goes, "Can a man say a woman is attractive without it being a come on?" And he's just backpedaling, as he's trying to find a way for, to still convince her that it's worth, coming on to her, that type of thing. And
Or do you think he's pulling back because he knows that it didn't go well, his initial attempt, and then so he's pulling back because I still got to sit in the car for however many
he's
hours.
pulling back, but as we see, later in this minute, it doesn't last for very long to him pulling back.
No.
And
No.
what's great is that, while they're talking, the things that are going on, they show them walk out of the diner, and then they walk towards the car, and they both go to the wrong side of the car, which is great. Because it shows that, we saw this, what was it, last week or maybe even a week and a half ago when they got, no, it was last week when they got here, that, the Harry was driving. Originally Sally was driving, then Harry's driving, and now they're automatically going back towards where they just came from. I don't know, half hour ago, whatever it was, however long they were sitting in and talking, or eating in this diner. And they just automatically are they're it's like a magnet bringing them back to where they were, and then they both quickly realize that they're in the wrong place, that it's Sally's turn to drive, and so Harry then turns to her and goes, all right, let's just say for the sake of argument that it was a come on. What do you want me to do about it? And the two of them, are trying to switch sides of the car, and they meet at the front of the car, and Sally just shows how disgusted she is with him and like turns around and starts walking around the rear part of the car instead of the front part, which is great, because he's still talking and she's just trying to avoid him. And this whole situation is very uncomfortable for her, but he doesn't care.
Yeah,
He's
I love the way she throws her hands up, almost like, "Ew, get away from me!"
exactly.
Like, and then when she turns, it's pretty funny.
Yes. And she's like, she seems creeped out by him. And she's probably saying to herself, "Oh my God, I can't believe I agreed to drive 18 hours, even though it doesn't take 18 hours in our world to drive from Chicago to New York, but whatever. That's, for them in the when Harry, a good friend of mine said, shout out to you, Jay, that basically when you're in a movie, you have to believe the reality in the movie. And that's it. In this movie, in the world that Harry and Sally live in, it takes 18 hours to drive from Chicago to New York. That's it. You take it, you know, at face value. You don't have to try to say, oh, well, you know, why is, you know, because Sally is very meticulous. So if she did, you know, her due diligence, which I'm assuming she did, she knows that that's how long it takes. You know, she, you know, we talked yesterday about the fact that she can, you know, she can figure out how much 15% is, you know, real quickly with a pencil, with a pencil and paper. So, you know, she's writing stuff down. She's figuring it out. And she mapped out their whole journey here. And when you map out the journey, so, you know, more or less that for her, it takes 18 hours. Right. So she's,
they factor in a lot of breaks. We'll just go with that.
Apparently. Yeah. And it's no breaks to stop off in motels, you know.
Right.
But she's definitely regretting the fact that she now has to spend however long is left to their journey, because there's no indication here of how far they've driven or whatever. I mean, if it's 18 hours and they said we're going to split every 3 hours. So my assumption is that at this point, it's either been 6 or 12 hours into their journey. You know, because Sally would have driven for 3 hours, Harry would have then drove for 3 hours. And then they would have stopped. And then Sally would have driven for another 3 hours, and then Harry another 3 hours. So this is either the 6 hour point or the 12 hour point of their trip. I think it's more. I think you can bet that it's probably closer to the 6 than the 12. Especially since that with the 12, you know, in our reality, they would already be very close to New York.
I assumed it was still fairly early in the trip, actually.
According to
closer to the 6 hours, yeah. Instead of like halfway, instead of like a halfway point,
right?
Yeah.
It's my assumption is it's the 6 hour point at this point, you know, because unless they changed along the way how they were going to split up the driving, you know, which is also a possibility. You know, it's not something that you can say definitively either way. All right. And then, you know, she goes around the back and gets to the driver's side, you know, trying to stay as far away from him as possible, even though they're about to, you know, sit together in the car. And at this point, Harry goes, what do you want me to do about it? I take it back. Okay. I take it back. And she looks at him across the car and says, you can't take it back. And she's getting very defensive here when she does this. And he goes, why not? And then her response is, because it's out there. Because it's already out there. And to me, hearing this line, I mean, I've heard it dozens of times that I've seen this movie. But it, for some reason, threw me into the fact that this is like this is a Seinfeld concept. You know, it's a Seinfeldian concept, the idea of something being out there. You know, it. I don't know. That's the way I see it. There's something, you know, you could have an episode of Seinfeld, and it's possible that there was an episode where they were talking about something just being out there.
Well, right. A bunch of people talking in a diner, talking about how you can't put the genie back in the bottle type thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can see that. Yeah.
Exactly. That's more or less what it is. And, you know, at this point, Harry goes, oh, geez, what are we supposed to do? Call the cops. It's already out there.
Well, maybe just let it lie. Yeah,
that's how Sally responds. You know, she's trying to calm down the whole situation. You know, she doesn't want to get into any trouble here. She wants to avoid as much trouble as possible. She just wants to get back in the car, pretend that nothing has happened, and, you know, continue on the journey. You know, and then the two of them actually get into the car on their respective sides. Harry goes, okay, great, let it lie. And he goes, that's my policy. That's what I always say, let it lie. And then they get in the car. He looks at her and goes, want to spend the night at the motel? And then I love how he has to try and explain himself. He goes, see what I did? I didn't let it lie. And then she goes, Harry, I said I would, and then I didn't. Harry, I went the other way. Harry, what? We are just going to be friends. Okay? Great. Friends is the best thing. Now, so I started thinking about this fact. You know, they're talking about the fact that they've just spent a journey together of, let's say, 6 hours, 12 hours. It doesn't matter how long they've been together. It's funny that she's already thinks of considering him, you know, in the realm of being a friend at this point. You know, she'd never met him before. You know, that's a pretty quick amount of time to already classify someone a friend who, you know, they obviously are having these arguments and they barely know each other. You know, it's not as if you could say they hit it off. You know, if they had hit it off, then okay, fine. It's easy to become friends real quickly and stuff like that. You know, so I decided to do a little bit of research on, like, what do you think the difference of between a friend and an acquaintance is?
I mean, honestly, it's up to personal interpretation, I would think, because a lot of times I think people say my friend and they mean my acquaintance. Or, you know, like, it's just easier to say my friend than go.
But you wouldn't call them. You wouldn't say that to them.
Cousins,
you
nephews,
wouldn't say
uncle.
To somebody, you're my friend, if they're an acquaintance. Would you?
True, but in this situation, though, too, you would kind of be like, you know, I mean, I guess you could have said, we're just going to remain travel buddies or something like that.
Could be.
Instead of, yeah. So it's just the easier thing to say between a man and a woman.
Exactly.
We're just friends.
But,
you know.
But the bigger question here, again, and I'm not talking about specifically in this movie, how would you classify the difference between someone who you call a friend and someone who you call an acquaintance?
To me, it's sometimes it's blurry when that acquaintance crosses over to friendship. It's like I've seen, like, I think it was like an Onion article where they joke where it's like friend from work accidentally becomes real friend, and then because they found out they were spending a lot of time, you know, together, and they were like, hey, we like the same things and stuff like that. So yeah, I think, I mean, I'm sure you have a.
No, there's no definitive answer here. There's basically the article that I found, you know, asks all these different psychologists how they define the difference between a friend and acquaintance.
I would have to think it's just up to the individuals that you're just talking about. Like, because, you know, sometimes you can have somebody be like, oh, that's my friend. And they're like, yeah, that guy, that piece of jerk over there, I barely know him. You know, it's like, you just depends on what people think.
That's true.
You know,
but basically – So I'll go through the responses that I found here. So the first one says that it's friends have a relationship with you that is deeper and broader than an acquaintance. Like they say, in order, you would ask the question, would you be comfortable asking to borrow their car? You know, like an acquaintance, you wouldn't feel comfortable borrowing their car. But it's the idea that, you know, friendships are usually defined by the willingness to share things with other people in the time of need and helping them out and stuff like that. So that was the first response here. Second response is, how the depth of sharing. Okay, meaning how much does each person share about their personal life? You know, does their relationship remain fairly surface level, or does it go deeper and that you both share information about your families, your childhood, your feelings and things like that? So I think that's also a good response to that. So the third one here mentions that a friend is your buddy whom you can look up to in a time of difficulty, but an acquaintance is any person whom you just know or have met but do not know well.
Yeah.
So that also fits in with the whole
thing. Yeah.
Okay, the fourth one, don't worry, we don't have too many of these. The fourth one says a friend is someone who's there with you through the thick and thin, and an acquaintance is someone you usually meet just through an introduction, which is what happened here with Harry and Sally. You know, according to that psychologist, they are just acquaintances here.
Agreed.
Okay.
Although a car ride like this could make people fast friends or bitter enemies real quick.
Correct. For sure. I completely agree with you, but it doesn't seem after however long they've driven together that has strengthened their connection here.
Correct. Yep. They're still pretty.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They're just, they're
they're having.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, the next one says that friends share a deeper connection. There is familiarity, comfort, trust, and a bond that comes with a friendship that is not expected with an acquaintance. Okay, the next one says an acquaintance is someone that you just know of, but it's not someone that you sometimes may share some similar common ground. Maybe you went to the same high school, lived in the same neighborhood, or as kids played on the same soccer team or something like that. You have something that links you between the two, but there's nothing beyond that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have three more to go. So the next one says that the friendships are considered unique relationships. You know, that it's the idea of wanting to spend time with someone. A friend is a person that you may not be related to, but have a strong bond and deep trust with. Okay, the next one, the second to the last, says a friend is someone you generally care about and you share common interests with and feel an emotional connection to. And the final one here says that an acquaintance is someone you know, name, face, and all, but have yet to have any meaningful connection with you. A friend, on the other hand, is someone you've shared different experiences with, good, bad, and everything in between. Well, actually, you could say that about Harry and Sally. they're the people you've celebrated milestones with and suffered losses with. They have always been there for you and stood by you, even if you've made mistakes. And friends are people who encourage you to live a good life and become the best version of yourself. Which, maybe Sally is trying to, you know, make Harry a better person. I don't know. Don't know. So basically, at this point, they, you know, Harry then brings up, he starts a new conversation by saying, "You realize, of course, that we can never be friends." which is actually a great way to end this episode, or to end the discussion of this minute, because, you know, he's now opening up another whole can of worms.
Right. Right.
You know, they've and at this point, we already see them driving down the highway. You know, and, you know, I don't know if she's, I don't know. He says that he agrees with her, but he doesn't really agree with her, you know, that type of thing. So I don't know. I think it just is a ploy on his part.
I also think he thinks he's way smarter and worldlier than her. And he's going to drop some knowledge here in the next minute, I think.
Right. Okay. That could be. He's more experienced in the ways of the world.
Right. That's what I think. At least that's okay. What he thinks.
Right. That's true. Well, again, Harry, you know, thinks that's what he thinks of himself. And that makes sense. You know, it's not something that you would expect anything else from Harry Burns.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Anything else you have to say about this minute before we get into the script?
Actually, no, I think you covered it. Oh, you know, I did think of one thing that you know, when he was talking about, like, can a man compliment a woman without it being a come on? And I was like, I could think of one compliment where that might actually be the case when you say something about, like, she's a very handsome woman. I don't know if that's necessarily a come on if you're describing a woman that way.
Yeah, but is that a compliment? That's the bigger question there.
Well, I think it's meant to be. I've heard it as a compliment, but it's definitely not a come on. that's all. That's all. Other than that, okay. I have nothing else to add.
Okay, I mean, later on in the movie, there is the point where, you know, where he mentions, where Harry says that Sally is attractive, and Jess says to him, well, that's how you usually describe someone who's not attractive.
Right. Right.
So, I don't know. All right, so the script has a few little things, not too much, okay, where Sally goes, just let it lie, okay? And it says she quickly gets in the car and unlocks his door, and he gets into the car. So, in the movie, the you know, his door wasn't locked. She uses the key to get into the car, but he doesn't. And she doesn't, like, reach over to pull up the, you know, to pull up the, oh, what's it called,
the little knob for the lock,
the little knob to open the lock or something like that. Yeah, that just doesn't happen here. And that the rest of the script for this minute stays exactly the same with what they have in the movie. So, you know, this one, they didn't need to add anything. It just works really well. So every Tuesday I have a segment called Off the Beaten Track Dating Courting Edition, where my guest will give some sort of story that's an adventure, a misadventure, something that happened to them over the course of their life that's somehow related to a story about dating or courting, things like that. So, Brian, you have a story for us?
Yeah, I had a couple in mind, and I, you know, especially like as a younger high schooler, mm-hmm. and the mishaps of dating and attempting dating, and I decided to go with the more embarrassing of the two. Oh, that I was thinking of. And basically,
well, you have another opportunity on Thursday to give us another story.
I know, I know. Well, you know, I had one for that, and it's like, yeah, which other one do I want to tell? But I, you know, the gist of it is, I attempted to date my buddy's sister. I did actually go out with her a few times. We, you know, we basically dated, but it just, it was one of those things where we were just better off as friends. So we tried to make it work, didn't really work. As it kind of petered out, I got put up by a buddy of mine to, I don't even know how it happened, but just think of the movie Top Gun and you lost that loving okay. feeling. And we did the whole joke of like, oh man, I hate when that happens. So he basically dared me to go like sing that tour. And I basically just went up and was like, hey, can I talk to you for a quick second? As we were like leaving a football game, for, you know, high school football game, and she was with all her friends. And then I started doing that. And my buddies are doing the, you know, doo-doop, you know, stuff in the background. Totally embarrassing for her. Totally. She even told me later, like, if you had done that maybe in front of everybody and not pulled me, I pulled her off to the side. She's like it might have been funny, but it just was like the most awkward thing. And of course, I'm thinking it's hilarious. And then afterwards, it's like, you look back and you're like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, it sounded like a good idea at the time. And then when you were done, it was just like, nope, it was probably the worst possible thing I could have done to try to be funny, you know, and kind of smooth over like, hey, maybe this could work. No, it didn't work. But we stay friends. You know, it's fine.
Okay. Well, if you were able to stay friends, then apparently, you know, what we're going to talk about tomorrow is, you know, is something that you don't agree with. So maybe tomorrow you'll give us your insight on Harry's philosophy. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So do you want to tell people how they can get in touch with Brian Lockhart?
Yeah, just, you know, if you want to hear my other musings, just look for Hamilton Shot by Shot. It's a podcast where my daughter and I go through Hamilton, the musical Hamilton, one song at a time. And that's Hamilton Shot by Shot on Instagram, Facebook, all those places. All right.
Excellent. And, you know, I think this is a good time to mention that you know, Brian and I are both part of a community known as the Minute by Minute community. So there's hundreds of shows that have been created specifically for this type of analysis or dissection of movies as Brian did on his show and I'm doing on this show. You know, where you take a movie and you just break it down minute by minute and you get into the real guts of it all in order to explain things. So if you go to moviesbyminute.com, you can find hundreds of other crazy people like us who have done this and are constantly doing it. And, you know, the numbers there are constantly growing. There are always more people, you know, doing these shows. And, you know, you can go there, listen to some of your favorite movies that have been done. And as our good friend Jim O'Kane always says, so if you go there and you find that your favorite movie isn't on that list, then you can go and start your own podcast and start talking about your favorite movie. And, you know, the community is very helpful. The Facebook group is just great. You know, anyone has questions, people are very eager to help out and give responses. And, you know, there's even a meetup, a get together, a convention, whatever you want to call it, once a year. Every year it's in different cities, but you know, the people who have been there have always talked about how much fun it is. So I love being a part of this community, and I think this is a you know, a good opportunity to once again give thanks to everyone in that community who has helped me along the way.
Ditto.
And finding me is very simple. You just do a quick search for Movie Rob Minute. You can find my website, movierobminute.com. You can find me on Facebook, and you can find me on Twitter. So, Brian, you feel like coming back again tomorrow, and we'll discuss whether men and women can be friends?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
All right. So, until tomorrow, I'll have what she's having.
I'll have what she's having.
Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you.